Well, if it hadn't been for her, Dad would never have been able to go in for what he wanted to do either.
Well, it sounds from what you were saying that she was quite a saver then. She kind of saved for a rainy day and very, very thrifty. You were mentioning the teapot story.
I remember that. It wasn't just that, it was almost anything, you know, there were just tons of things that were... In fact, when I think about it, that living room was a terrible health hazard because, well, certainly dangerous. It was a bit like sort of Professor Brainstorm. Almost sort of like a wire, isn't it? Like all attached to wires which sort of strayed across the room at angles. Extremely dangerous, really, when I think of very suspect plugs and things. And
well, I remember it being a very dark little house and small windows, probably quite thick curtains on there and things. Mm. And people like to keep themselves to themselves, I suppose, but I do remember sitting there playing with some of Dad's old toys and things that she got out, being very, very, quite a dingy little house. Yes, and I remember all the very dark furniture around.
Well, they always had the tables were always covered with great big chenille cloth, dark colours, with bubbles on them.
Well, I think Evelyn still does, doesn't she? Up in Ilkeston, yes, it's kind of modelled on her mum's household.
It's sort of like a time capsule.
Yes.
I thought it was lovely when we got Greenway. And I was thrilled with it. This house, you know, actually belonged to us. You couldn't believe it, you know.
Really? Oh, no, well, you said they rented the house in Fairway, did they? Well, nobody owned their house, did they?
Not many people bought houses, you know, really until the late 1930s, unless you had money.
Yeah. They said she would, Nellie would, well, if she accepted a gift, she accepted it, but probably didn't use it. Did you say that? So,
No need to whisper, dear.
Yeah, that's a kettle on, be nice, yes.
Would you like to have tea?
I thought you were recording. There we are. No, but that's fine. It all goes down.
We've got a kind of codicil to it.
Oh, that's okay. We're only doing little snippets.
Things come back to you, don't they? When you think about it, your mind gets in tune to them.
But didn't you say she didn't even unwrap some things? It's odd, isn't it?
Well, used to get quite cross with her sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too good. I can't use that. Too good. You're getting cold.
Yeah. Very, I don't suppose she got much from Grandad, because I suppose he earned very much anyway, did he? Really? Shillings to rub together.
Grandpa used to say, I've never known a man who was so content with so little.
Right.
He never moaned, you know, never hankered after something else that somebody else had got. He didn't have that sort of mind, you know. He was always wanting something somebody else had. And he was content with. He did want something, but he couldn't have it, so that was it.
Would you say Dad used to send some of his... Well, he told him he sent some of his money from Cookham back to them.
Oh, because he's one of the better jobs of them all, because that was the most coveted job, the storyman, made there more than anybody else. It wasn't a lot, but it was to us. He always did. And especially if we were going home at the weekend, because they couldn't really afford it, you know. We'd take things with us too if we could. And she always, you know, they always made you very welcome. And, what they had was, it was yours, you know. It was very good. And go off, we used to go off early in the morning. Someone gave us a lift from, it was Croc Foster's, I think. The chap used to pick us up, take us down to the studios if we didn't go by coach. And she would always get up early and cook us a breakfast, which we didn't have to do.
No.
She did. I remember that. I think Mum got a shock too, because when we were engaged, I was up there for a weekend and we'd had our Sunday lunch, and I said, come on, Mum, we're going to wash up. And he looked a bit surprised and she started laughing. She said, I don't think he's ever washed up. I said, well, he's going to learn now. So they said, you go. They went off out somewhere or other and we washed up. She was quite pleased, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, nice.
Well, why hasn't he? Next week, you to cook all that dinner and then wash up as well. In the kitchen.
What about neighbours in the fairway? Did they have some nice neighbours?
Some nice people there, actually. Very nice people. So it's old Mother Hemingway over the road, who was a bit of an old battle axe, on Hemingway's mother.
Oh, right.
She really liked it. But her husband was nice, a postman. Nice man. But Mrs. Birder was, she came down to Scribblers, Mrs. Birder, real Cockney, but she'd been a bus conductress in the war.
Did she come down to the Scribblers?
Yes,
goodness
she
me.
Did.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. I remember.
Girl. Yeah. She thought you were the bee's knees, and so did he. She said, "Oh, that makes more fun of you than she ever did of mine." Call me lovely little bugger. Lovely little bugger. Oh, you shot the world of you. Nana wasn't quite sure about her. She was a bit too loud for her. And
yeah.
But the other, there's a dear Mrs. Field, who the ones that were bombed. And Dad always felt very sorry for them, because one of their daughters, she didn't die as a result of the bomb, but she did. It died. She could only have been about 30. She was on a couch, you know, injured so badly. There again, Grandad went in when that bomb dropped. He just took no more about it, trotted off immediately to see what had happened, if he could help him get out. I mean, he was used to a battlefield, so a bomb site was nothing to him, really. He walked through broken glass and the rest of it. He was always there, you know, to help. They were always very grateful to him. I said he was a lovely, lovely man, you know. Always there for people.
It was quite an open road, wasn't it, the fairway? I remember it was quite a broad street, and the houses had little front gardens.
I remember saying he'd never forgotten once when he came home or leaving, there was the siren when and the next thing was this muddy crump. And he said two of the houses were semi-detached, just lifted up in the air like this.
Good Lord.
And then went...
Gosh.
Just stood there looking, you know. It just completely lifted up.
What had happened then?
Bomb.
Goodness me.
It lifted it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just disintegrated.
Gosh.
So I just stood there looking, what on earth? He was lucky to get caught up in the blast, actually.
Because
that was happened to a lot of people, you know.
Where you get hit by masonry or whatever. Yes. Or,
one of my friends at art school, her brother came home on leave, first leave he'd had, and the siren went, and he was at a bus stop. And he got a bit, he was sort of, I'll go on, I'll get home, you know. He should have done, but he didn't. He stayed and waited for this bus. And while he was there, this bomb dropped very close, and somebody said to him when it was coming, you know, lie down. If you lie down, put your hands over your head, you can perhaps escape some of the blast. But he was so shattered. He stood there, the blast sucks
your lungs. All the air out, yeah.
And it killed him.
Yeah.
And he just had one leave.
Nana quite likes it milky.
No, I don't like it milky. No.
You don't like it milky?
No, I don't like it milk, no.
Oh. Except at breakfast time. You had a lot of milk in your tea this morning.
Oh, well, I didn't think I put too much in. But, no, I like tea weak and not too much milk. Oh, didn't.
No, it's okay.
It's a Blanche tea bag.
There you are. That's nice.
Lovely, thank you.
I might get another chapter in now.
You're enjoying that book?
You wait till you read it. You're going to love it.
So did they Nana and Granda, did they come down to visit you in at the farm?
Mm.
Is that what they did?
Mm. Right. Yes, and they came all the way, went all the way to, they took you to Chichester.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cathedral. You said they were jumbos because there was a television thing going on.
Oh, I remember that.
And there was a procession and you thought it was jumbos.
That was then, yeah.
We went on the bus and you sat in the front. Of course, it was usual chirping and, you know, jumping up and down. And the bus driver, when we got to some stop, turned round and said, "Hello, Sally." You know, and you went, Yes, he used to walk all the way up from the farm up Curbs Lane and up to the bus. I didn't even got a car then.
No.
Limp up the road.
Well, it would have been a nice little jaunt out into the countryside for them, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, and like I said, I do remember them coming down to
Greenway.
To see us at Greenway.
I sent him several times.
Yeah. And we go up there to see them from time to time. Because we'd go and see Percy Pointer as well, wouldn't we, as well? And Ron Hemingway, they lived in Bounds Green or somewhere, didn't they, I think?
Yes,
I can't remember. Somewhere around that area.
They weren't very far away.
Well, we'd typically stop off there on the way up to Norfolk. If we were going up to Norfolk to see Arthur, I think we used to have a little stop off in North London.
We had some nice times up there, didn't we? I missed Margaret. She's lovely.
Yeah.
Auntie Jam Tart. That's what Alan called her. She always made lovely jam tarts.
Well, she did. She had a repertoire of pastries that.
All
those sausage pies she used to make. And
well, she was a true farmer's daughter, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Cooking in large quantities, you know, there's nothing to her.
I'm just wondering who of Nellie's brothers and sisters she would have been closest to, who they might have kept in contact with. There was, let's see now.
Was Auntie Harriet? No,
that was Dad's. She was
contradictory in touch with her.
Mm.
No, that wasn't her. No, that was Auntie Batho. That was your Dad's godmother.
Mm.
I don't know who she was. It's just a friend.
So her mother, I suppose, be why Grandad didn't know his maternal grandmother, because she died in the year that Albert and Nellie got married. So Eleanor, Nana's mother,
mm-hmm.
Died in May in Newport Pagnell. I think Auntie Dot's found her gravestone in Woburn when she was working in the, I think in Woburn Abbey, I think, on some service there. So who else? Her sister, Alice, died in 1930. And her brother, Frederick, that's Uncle Arthur's father, isn't it?
Mm.
He died in 1940. Other brother, Herbert.
Yes, that was the Uncle Herbert. Yeah, that was the headmaster.
That's
the
headmaster.
That was Uncle Horry.
Yes, I said, you didn't know Herbert. Herbert was 1945.
Railway.
Yes. Signal
station
box
master.
Or the station master, yeah.
Truce.
Truce. Herbert, yes, he died in 1945. What else have we got here then? Siblings. Yes, other one is.
Evelyn kept up with those two villain, what's her name? She kept up with them, and her sister Ellen.
Yes.
She kept up with them, and we sort of kept up with Arthur and Margaret.
Yeah, Horace died after in 1964.
I remember him wearing glasses and very tall.
So that's another story altogether, isn't it? Arthur and Margaret. I think cousin Kate is onto that one.
Mm, sure. I think that's so sad, really. That really was such a day. It must have been. He saw Dot as a baby, and then of course he went abroad, and because they have the Official Secret Act, I mean, he never was allowed to say anything about 19. Not long before he died, was he allowed to divulge anything that happened? And that's why when he was sent abroad, he wasn't allowed to have leave in case he divulged any of the secrets.
What was Arthur in then?
What's his name? Park.
You know, Bletchley Park.
Yes.
Was he up there? Was he?
Yes.
Right. Yes. No.
For some reason, they sent him out there, in the army.
Mm.
But he was attached to all that. He did because he had that sort of brain. You know that could do that sort of thing, code breaking. Mm. But unfortunately, when he went out there, David was on the way.
Mm.
And he didn't see him until he was school.
Oh, goodness.
And of course, when he came back, and Dorothy wouldn't have remembered him, but he didn't know who the hell he was. He was brought up by Margaret and Auntie Elsie.
Right.
And he took against him.
Mm.
And they never really got on a good footing, those two, ever.
Yeah.
There wasn't any bond between them.
Mm.
And it's sad, isn't it? And it happened a lot. He completely rejected him. There's a lot of trouble over that.
Mm.
He adored his mother, didn't he? Margaret. But and you can understand a small child, can't you? This strange man coming into the house and saying you were supposed to call him Daddy. Well, you know, it's a bit of a tall order.
Mm.
And when they were doing